It's time for Fighting Irish Wired.
Good! Olite Okunbowale wins the national championship for Notre Dame!
Your home for all the latest news and notes on Notre Dame athletics.
Timothy Donnell Brown of Dallas, Texas, and the University of Notre Dame, the winner of the 53rd Heisman Trophy Award.
Oh! Connaughton to the hole! Connaughton rattles the rim.
Georgia, the comeback!
It's Fighting Irish Wired, presented by USA Today Sports.
No doubt, the Irish are number one.
Fight, 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 fight. What do you say, man?
And now, here's the host of Fighting Irish Wired, Nick Shepkowski.
Awesome. Here with Justin Tuck on the Fighting Irish Wired podcast, part of the USA Today family of College Wire Networks. Nick Shepkowski, your host, with you. Justin Tuck is back on campus this weekend. He's, of course, Notre Dame's. He was Notre Dame's all-time sack leader. We'll get to that in a little bit. But, Justin, I have to ask you, your first stop when you get back to South Bend, when you get back to campus, where do you go?
That's tough, because everything around here has changed so drastically since I was playing. There used to be a restaurant on, I think it was on Grape Street, called Rocks, and they had my favorite dish there, and they named it after me. It was fish and chips. So I used to go there all the time because that place, it was a place where we as football players used to always go when we played here. So every time I come in South Bend, I try to go there. It's no longer there anymore, probably because I kept them in business by how often I ate there. But I think now it's just, me and my wife love to just walk around the lake. So as soon as we get on campus, we take a walk around the lakes, and that's kind of our ritual.
Well, it's tough to argue with that decision. Obviously, it being USC weekend, what's your biggest memory from that game? It's been a rivalry that you look back on the 70s, and it was always top five teams. It's been like one has been really good, one's been down a little bit lately. What's kind of your What are your memories of Notre Dame USC?
Well, I remember coming to South Bend to play that game because it's such a huge rivalry, and running into a couple of buzzsaws in the names of Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart and, you know, Troy Polamalu and all those guys. They had some really good teams we played against. But I think the memories I had about them was you knew that you was going to play, you know, obviously at the time I was playing one of the best teams in the country. And I knew I could stack myself against the best competition. I knew where I was as a player by playing them. We didn't have the team success I would have liked to have had. But, you know, it was always fun to just see the pageantry and all the competition around this game, knowing that it has so much history. All the former Heisman Trophy winners, all the, you know, national championships between the two teams, and getting an opportunity to be a part of it is something special.
So getting to be a part of something special, you had to go to Notre Dame in the first place. How the heck? Because I look at it, and you're as talented of your resume speaks for itself, obviously, but to pull you out of the heart of the state of Alabama to go to South Bend, Indiana, how did that recruiting process go? What was ultimately kind of the factor that you said, yeah, I'm leaving the SEC land, I'm heading up north, and I'm going to play my college ball at Notre Dame?
Well, I always looked at football for me, it was giving me the platform to a great education. I never thought in my wildest years that I would have the success I had playing the sport of football that I did. So I always looked at places when I thought about where I was going to go to school is places that was going to prepare me for life after football. And obviously when I looked at the list of teams I was thinking about going to out of high school, Notre Dame by far and away blew out all those other teams. No one was even close when you thought about the level of academic, you know, talent that comes out of this place and athletic talent. So being a student athlete at Notre Dame was completely, you know, the reason why I decided to come here. I didn't care about, you know, the fact that it was 11 hours from home and, you know, I was going to be the first time playing in snow and all these different things. I wanted to be a part of this community. I wanted to be a part of the history of this place, both on and off the field. And that was enough for me. You felt different when you stepped on this campus versus some of the other schools I'd had on my list.
And you're working with DirecTV this weekend, presenting sponsor of the Jeweled Shillelagh rivalry the next 2 years. And what are some of the highlights you've had this weekend working with DirecTV?
Well, listen, I obviously am also a DirecTV customer. I think what DirecTV is doing as far as getting all your sports in one place is tremendous. I think about things I look at when I get the opportunity to work with people is the brands. Obviously I got to come to a university like the University of Notre Dame, and that's one of the biggest brands in sports. Well, the same thing, getting the opportunity to work with DirecTV. What they do and how they do it is the model of their brand, of the media brand. So just being having an opportunity to be back on campus, supporting DirecTV, them having the opportunity to support Notre Dame, I think it's a great partnership, and I look forward to hopefully DirecTV and the bus being here on campus, bringing us a couple of points is going to propel us to a great win against USC today.
Yeah, it would be helpful. It would calm a lot of the nerves and some of the anxiety and angst in Notre Dame Fanville that's definitely gone on here the last few weeks. We're 21 games into the Marcus Freeman era at Notre Dame. He sits at 14-7, that coming after an 0-3 start for him as a head coach. What are kind of your early returns on him as a head coach? And is there anything that you would, if you were to ever seek your advice, what were some things you might give him?
Obviously, coming off of that 0-3 start to start, he's definitely rebounded from what he's been able to accomplish as a head coach of our Fighting Irish. I think he would tell you, just like anybody would, he's had some really, really great games under his team and some games he wish he could have back. Obviously the Ohio State game comes to mind. The last week against Louisville comes to mind. But what I notice from him and what I see from him is that he is creating, the right things around him, the right community around him, the right type of player, the right type of coach. Obviously, this university has his back. I get the opportunity to talk to a lot of decision makers for the university constantly, and they're constantly talking about how impressed they are with Coach Freeman. But he also knows that it boils down to wins and what opportunity he has for him and his team tonight, playing top 10 USC team at home under the lights. That right there could, win tonight could go a long way of just continually to build this program. And plus, you got to get the right kids in here. You got to get the right recruiting staff. Got to get the right recruitment from these type of players, because, you can be as great as coaches you can be. If you don't have the talent on the football field to go out there and do what you need to do, you're not going to be successful. So that's another thing that I think he's done a really good job of, putting together some really good recruiting teams and recruiting players that are going to, I think you'll see that talent continue to showcase itself in the coming years as he has a few more years on his belt here in South Bend.
Yeah, it certainly seems like, and I don't have the inside connections to the program or the university like someone like yourself obviously does, but in terms of getting the Notre Dame thing, I think Lou Holtz put it best 30 years ago or so when he kind of described it as, you either get it or you don't, because it's either the explanation is not necessary if you kind of get the Notre Dame thing, and if you don't get it, no explanation is going to suffice for you. And win or lose, I feel like I'm pretty confident and pretty safe in saying that Marcus Freeman gets that part of it.
No, every time I've talked to Marcus, it just seems like he is so, in some ways in shock and awe that he's the head coach in the Notre Dame football team, right? And I think it's such a prestigious job. I mean, it's the only job I've ever heard of where people have, the Notre Dame a clause in their contracts, right? That speaks volumes to how prestigious of a job this is and how people hold it in high regard. So, listen, I know that I came here from Alabama, but one of the reasons why I came here was because, when people ask me about the other teams on my list, I can tell them exactly why I liked or disliked, another team on my list. Obviously, Alabama was on my list. Auburn was on my list. Florida State was on my list. All these teams were on my list. I can tell you what I liked about them and give you a tutorial about the things about that school. The reason why I came to Notre Dame is because I knew this place was special, and I couldn't tell you exactly why. So I had to come here and find out about it. And in doing so, you can't explain it to no one else. You can only say, the only way you find out how special Notre Dame is you got to come here and you have to feel it. It's not something that my vocabulary allows me to talk about, because maybe I'm just not that smart. So, but I feel like this is a family community that I want my kids to feel it. I've met my wife here. I have so many friends, and I go further than friends. I say I have so much family here because of the special places it is.
And Justin, I know that obviously when you left Notre Dame, you were the all-time sack leader there. Isaiah Foskey passed your record. I like to say that he had an extra year to get it done with. I don't know if that matters much to you. But as great as you were as a Notre Dame legend on the football field, I've heard that you were quite the basketball player and tore up the Joyce Center on more than one occasion as well. Is there truth to those rumors?
Yeah, I didn't lose a lot of games at the Joyce or in Bookstore. I think I only lost one game in Bookstore, and that's because I won it my freshman year and won MVP, and I lost in the championship game my sophomore year, and then I didn't play anymore. So I have some fun around here, reminding people that I could have played both ways here. I was actually talking to Jordan Cornette last night about just pickup games in the summer with the basketball teams, and me and Coach Bray just running those guys to death. So that was a long time ago. I won't talk any noise about my basketball prowess now, because that talent has faded over time.
Yeah, it's I think you and I are roughly the same age, but it starts to go, and it starts to go pretty quickly, unfortunately. Real fast before we get out of here, listen, I'm a Chicago Bears backer. I don't make apologies for that, although I wish things have been better literally my entire life with them. I have to ask, though, for what you performed as or what you did in the Super Bowl, the amount of times you sacked Tom Brady, were key in a couple of victories, did Eli Manning at least, like, saw his trophy in half and send you at least half of his one MVP trophies from those games ever?
You know, it's more valuable to me to have people like you constantly remind him that he stole those two MVP trophies from me than he actually used to have it myself. So, you know, you just keep ringing that bell and telling all the people you know that, you know, Eli stole my Super Bowl MVP trophies. But, honestly, he had a phenomenal game for us, a phenomenal season for us. And you never win anything like that without having the right people around you. And we played two phenomenal games against arguably, you know, the best quarterback ever, and probably one year the best team ever. So those things are way more important to me than the individual goal of winning the MVP. I'm just happy and glad that I could, you know, be a part of a team that could host the real trophy, and that's the Super Bowl. That's the Lombardi. So,
yeah, and got to do it twice against the New England Patriots in their heyday. He's Justin Tuck. He's working with DirecTV, the presenting sponsor of the Jules Shalala rivalry, both this year and next. Notre Dame and USC, it doesn't get any bigger or better than that in college football. Justin, appreciate you taking the time. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and, hey, bring home a W, won't you?
Yeah, man, I'm working with DirecTV to bring home a W. So if it works out, if it doesn't work out, blame DirecTV. No, I'm joking. But, yeah, thank you for having me, and go Irish.
Absolutely.